We're live.
Oh, is this thing on? I don't care. I want him to hear.
This is the pregame show, your early morning shot of sports on 95.7 The Game.
Come on! Oh, yes. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. This is the pregame show. I am your host, Joe Spadoni. We got an awful lot to get into and not a lot of time to do it. Welcome in, everybody, for just joining me, just getting off work, just getting ready for work, getting ready for school, getting ready for another atmospheric river here in the Bay Area. I heard the term Pineapple Express being tossed out there, which I guess is another form of a strong atmospheric river. I thought it was just a movie and a strain of marijuana, but I guess it's a real thing. So Pineapple Express coming to the Bay Area. And no, it's not going to be Seth Rogen and James Franco. Welcome in, everybody. 888-957-9570 is the number if you would like to get involved in the program today. We have a lot to get into. The Warriors, they're taking on the Memphis Grizzlies. We have all that action covered for you right here today on 95.7 The Game. Warriors Live, that's going to be starting at 3:30, leading up to tip-off, which is at 4:30 in Memphis between the Golden State Warriors and, again, the Memphis Grizzlies. Dylan Brooks v. Draymond Green. We have all that sound for you. Draymond claps back from Dylan Brooks' comments from last week. Draymond's new pod, the Draymond Green Show from The Volume, that dropped, so we'll hear from that. Steve Kerr, he talked to Whitey and Allen yesterday, so we have some interesting thoughts on the whole Draymond Green temper tantrum. You're getting a theme here. A lot of Draymond Green on the show today, right here. And I would love for you to join in on the conversation again at 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. That is the Xfinity Mobile text line. Twitch, YouTube, hello. Hit me up there as well. Love and appreciate all of you who check in on that. And be sure to hit me up on Twitter, at Spadoni underscore Joe, as well. Follow us on YouTube. Like, subscribe, yada, yada, yada. Ernie, Morali, good morning. Appreciate all of you checking in this early. How are you guys up at 5 a.m., by the way? I need to ask you, Ernie specifically, because he's a P1, day one. What are you doing, Ernie? What kind of line of work are you doing, buddy? Getting up at 5 a.m. every day. I know I have a beautiful voice, but what are you doing, bro? Come on. Come on. 888-957-9570. Draymond Green. Oh, boy. Here we go. Where do we start? Do we want to start with what took place on a lot of different shows yesterday, whether it was Willard Dibbs or Steiny and Goo? And it was a lot of tension buildup, let's say, between the veterans and the young players as it pertains to the Golden State Warriors. I was listening to Steiny's diatribe yesterday, and he was very passionate. He was like, listen, this is a very, quote, selfish group. They're not welcoming. And I was like, okay, as it pertains to the veterans, but isn't that kind of like most veteran championship teams? Like, I was reminiscing, and I'm in a group chat with Steiny Guru and producer Evan Giddings, E-Dog, and we were talking about this very thing. And Steiny's like, yeah, just, aren't the Warriors veterans just being a little off-putting, a little just, not very welcoming to the young players? I was like, well, yeah, they kind of are, because that's who veterans and championship veterans are. Can you help me win now? Can you help me win? That's all they care about. Are they going to help me win? If you're not, get the hell out of here. That's how it is. That's how it is for any sport. Hell, that's how it is for any winning culture, whether it's a job, whether it's a team, whether it's anything. You want to win. And I'm looking for the exact quote here I saw from Steiny as I was scrolling through 95.7 The Game's Twitter yesterday. And he was a good one. There we go. The Warriors veterans have been demanding, judgmental, and exclusive. Sorry. I inserted the word selfish there. But demanding, judgmental, and exclusive. Those were the words that Steiny, Matthew Steinmetz from Steiny and Guru, those are the words that he used to describe the Warriors veterans a la Draymond Green, Klay Thompson, and Stephen Curry. It's interesting. Because on one hand, Like, I get Steiny has a point, and I don't know if he's saying it that it's a bad thing. Like, that just might be the facts. And the facts are, this might be the very last run that the Warriors have at a championship. Hell, we could have seen it last year. So the time is ticking. It feels like the time is ticking potentially on Draymond Green's career here in Golden State, and we'll hear from his comments, don't worry, coming up on as he tosses out his best AEW, WWE promo, whatever you want to call it, on Dylan Brooks. But Draymond's time may be coming to an end here. Bob Myers' time may be coming to an end here. Steve Kerr. Hell, Klay Thompson. There is a lot riding on these next couple months, and you could see it game in and game out, and especially on the road this season, for the veteran core. For the core three. If you want to put Iguodala there as well, I guess. But you could see it on Stephen Curry, Draymond Green, and Klay Thompson's face, their body language, the way they talk to the young guys, the way they interact with them a lot on the court. And it all culminated in that game against Oklahoma City with Draymond Green tossing his hands up and quitting on the play. And Steve Kerr, who joined Whitey and Allen yesterday, he talked about that play.
Well, it was one of several plays in the first half where I felt we were disconnected. And I think there's no question that it can't happen. You know, you have to stay connected throughout every game. There's always going to be moments of frustration. There were a lot of moments of frustration in that game last night. And Draymond knows he was wrong. We talked about it at halftime. He knew he was wrong. He let his frustration get the best of him, and he came back out and competed and played well and played hard in the second half. And, you know, these things happen in the course of an 82-game season. And as long as they don't linger, you keep pushing forward.
No, can't linger, but we'll see if it does. Shout out to Cranberries. Do you have to? Do you have to? Do you have to let it linger? Hit me up on the YouTube chat. A lot of you are chiming in. Appreciate all of you. Ernie, Earn Dog. I called him out. I was like, Ernie, what are you doing waking up this early in the pregame show? You don't have to do that. And I appreciate that you do. One of our best listeners, one of our loyal listeners. And you're just like, I just like to wake up and enjoy 95.7 The Game. You know what? Respect. Morali, Brandon Cadiz, Hamza, El Guero. Appreciate all you checking in this early on the pregame show at 5 a.m. The disconnect between the Warriors vets and the Warriors young players right now. Is that what's going to hold them back from winning a championship this season? Because what they were able to do last season was integrate Jordan Poole, integrate Andrew Wiggins, who was a new piece at the time, a young player, but a veteran still, integrate Gary Payton, and then at times Moses Moody, Jonathan Kuminga, and spurts. This season, are they going to be able to win with heavy minutes from Anthony Lamb, potentially, if they sign his contract or not? Kuminga? Jordan Poole? And DiVincenzo's been playing well on the defensive end. He brings it. Is Gary going to come back? Is he? We're going to see. We're going to get a reevaluation next week to see where his timeline's at. So are we going to get him back into the fold? And we don't know what's going on with Andrew Wiggins. I am operating like he's not going to be back the rest of the season. Now, Bob Myers, who joins Steiny Guru every single week for the executive show, brought to you by Yellow Sack, every other week, I should say. It was Zaza Pachulia the other day. But he intimated that he doesn't think it's going to be all season that Andrew Wiggins is gone. Well, at this point, I'm kind of operating like he's going to be. So, no Andrew Wiggins, and you're relying on Stephen Curry, Draymond Green, Klay Thompson, all who are aging. Klay coming off two major surgeries. Draymond, God love him. His defense has been awesome this year. Can he continue to keep that up for the next coming months? Steph, already multiple injuries this season. Like, you're starting to see age and wear and tear and deep championship runs for the past decade for this team take its toll. And I think it's culminating throughout this entire season. It's the grind. It is so physically and, more importantly, mentally draining for specifically those three guys, Stephen Curry, Draymond Green, and Klay Thompson. And I think you're seeing it culminate out on the floor a lot this season, and especially on the road. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. 510 on the Xfinity Mobile text line. I love and respect Draymond, but everything changed since the punch. And dare I say, when he got into it with KD, also, I miss Wiggins on the defensive end. Yes, this Warriors team desperately misses Andrew Wiggins. That goes without saying. And you know what? 510, it kind of just set the tone for the entire season. Whether we like it or not, and people hate that. You can't talk about the, don't go back to the punch. That was so long ago. It's nothing now. No, I'm going to. Because to your point, 510 on the Xfinity Mobile text line, that did set the tone for the entire season. Did it not? Punching Jordan Poole in the face, which is what Draymond Green did, I believe set the tone for the entire season. And not in a good way. Not in a good way. So, listen. They have a chance here to right all these wrongs. They absolutely have a chance. The Western Conference, no one seems to want to get a grasp on it. Okay, the Nuggets, are you really scared of them still? Kings at the 2 seed? Okay. The Grizzlies, who you take on tonight, and by the way, John Morant, he's going to be out at least the next 4 games. So, no Ja tonight. Phoenix, all right. And then Dallas. So I'm not still scared of any of those teams there. It's not like you're in the East where you have a bona fide Celtics team that was just in a championship and then a Bucks team that has just won it recently as well. Like, these are all unproven franchises and teams. Literally, the 5 teams above you, only one of them has ever won a title in their franchise's history. Denver, nope. Sac, nope. Memphis, nope. Phoenix, nope. Dallas, yes. So, as far as championship culture and medal, you guys are the only ones that really have it. Sure, there's players on those teams that have won. Kyrie with Dallas, obviously. Kevin Durant with the Suns. But the mental makeup of this Warriors team is what they hang their hat on. The mentals, the experience, the leadership. Well, that last part, the leadership. And God bless Klay Thompson, who started to take a more of a role in that when Steph was out. At times, it seems to be waning. And that punch at the start of the season, I think, was a big part of that. And a big part of the separation, if you will, between Jordan Poole and some of these veteran players. You see it. You see his body language when he's coming off the bench. You see it. It's totally different. And his numbers back that up. He's not the same player off the bench as he is in the starting role. Not even close. And a lot of that has to do, yes, with what they're asking him to do, coming off the bench and then starting. But also, it's the mentals. You start second-guessing yourself when you come off the bench. Your whole dynamic on that team changes. Going from the starting lineup to the bench, it's not fun in any wake of life. Whether that's sports or a job or whatever. So 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Is there an extreme disconnect right now between the Warriors veterans and younger players? Let me know. 888-957-9570. Here's more from Steve Kerr, who joined Whitey and Allen yesterday, on how tough it's been for Jordan Poole being in and out of the starting lineup.
It's been tough for him to be in and out of the lineup, to have his rotation changed. But the same goes for Kuminga, and the same goes for Looney, and the same goes for Dante. And, you know, you can go down the list. But what I've experienced in my NBA career, both as a player and as a coach, is, you know, when things go well and you have a good season, and you have consistency of health and good play, it's really easy for everybody to fall into a role. And when things are topsy-turvy and you go through adversity, roles change. And it's really hard to find your role and to fill your role when a season is really bumpy. And that's what I see this year. Just a lot of a lot of stops and starts, as I said, and changing lineups, and it just makes it difficult on a lot of guys. But that's the way it is, and you got to play through it.
You got to play through it. Easier said than done, though, and I think, you know, Jordan Poole has been the punching bag, no pun intended, for a lot of Warriors fans this season. They need to put their anger and blame somewhere, and they're not going to do it to the veterans. They're going to do it at the younger guy and Jordan Poole and the guy who just got paid, and I get that. Listen, I'm not telling fans to be rational because they're not. I'm an irrational fan when it comes to my fandom as well. I get it. But at the same time, he's been put in an incredibly difficult position this season. With all the injuries to Steph, Wiggins being out, right? That puts the focus and onus more and more on Jordan Poole. He needs to score. Because if you're not getting that consistent, you know, 30-plus points a game or a night or 25 points a night, whatever it is from Stephen Curry, whatever he's averaging, you're looking at Jordan Poole. And then take away Andrew Wiggins, a guy who can do it on both ends of the floor. Yeah, that makes it even harder because now you're missing defense. And we know that Jordan Poole and Stephen Curry, God bless them, they don't play defense. At least not well. So I feel for Jordan Poole this season. And you want to say, Spadone, he's making all that money. Well, the dude got punched in the face by one of the leaders of the team, the emotional leader of the team. And that's a crappy feeling. And I don't think you ever come back from that. You don't. We were talking about it yesterday behind the scenes here when I was talking to Steiny, Goo, and Evan. They were all getting ready. I was like, you don't just come back from getting punched in the face. And we were all joking. He's like, Guru, Spadone, what if I punched you in the face? I wouldn't expect you to like me anymore. Give myself a 2 for that, Goo. But I was like, Goo, you're right. Like, I wouldn't F with you anymore. I was like, great, I'll be cordial. Like, for the sake, like, I'll do a show. Like, if we're doing a show together, if we're just doing, like, comparing and contrasting sports and just the radio, like, yeah, we'll do a show together. Like, we'll try to do the best there and try to win. But off air, in between, it's like, no, man. And I think you're seeing it boiling over now. And Draymond Green had the audacity to throw a temper tantrum at Jordan Poole. Like, come on, man. Come on. Finally, here's the last from Steve Kerr, who was with Whitey and Allen yesterday. And he talked about the team's shot selection this season.
You get a good shot on offense, you're going to be in good position defensively. You know, if you get a stop on defense, you're going to have a better chance to score in transition before the defense can get set up. So the game's got to connect, and that really starts with good possessions offensively, good shot selection. And there's no question we've had games where we've taken some wild threes, some difficult threes. I never look at the total. I don't really care what the total number of threes is per game. I look at the quality. If we're getting good looks for our good shooters, then the more the merrier. But there are times when bad ones are leading to bad defense.
Absolutely. Bad offense leading to bad defense, and then it's just bad all around, which is kind of what the Warriors have been on the road this season. But they're trying to turn that around tonight against the Memphis Grizzlies. Again, we'll have all that coverage for you, starting with Warriors Live, that is, at 3:30, before tossing it over to the great Tim Roy, who will be on the call. And again, you can hear all of that right here on 95.7 The Game as the Warriors take on the Memphis Grizzlies. A little news and updates I saw in the YouTube chat from, I think, who was it? Straw Hats 100. I didn't even see this. I go to sleep so early last night. I start the bedtime routine with young Benjamin around 7:45. Lay down, get him to sleep, and then I just go upstairs, take a quick shower, then no looking at the phone. I just pass out. But Kevin Durant injuring his ankle and the pregame warmups when the Suns were taking on the Oklahoma City Thunder. So Kevin Durant out, seemingly, I would assume, for the next couple games. It is an ankle sprain. And we're going to have to put the pause button yet again on Kevin Durant heading to Chase Center. That stinks. Man, so looking forward to Kevin Durant finally coming into Chase Center and playing, and he slips in pregame warmups. That, you know what? That sucks. I was totally looking forward to that, and I still am. The Suns are good, but no KD. It does lose some of the juice. It does. Man. Hopefully it's not serious. I would like to see the Suns at full strength come playoff time, just because it's fun. But man, that stinks. That really, really stinks. You know what else stinks? Apparently it's Dylan Brooks, according to Draymond Green. And my goodness. Talk about a segue there. First off, let's backtrack. 6 days ago, Dylan Brooks, the pest that is the Memphis Grizzlies guard, and he had some interesting thoughts to say in an interview he did with ESPN last week. And it was Tim Kaun, I believe. I wasn't pronouncing it. Kaun? Tim Kaun or Kaun? But this was the quote that he had for ESPN. Dylan Brooks. Quote, "I don't like Draymond at all. I just don't like Golden State. I don't like anything to do with them. Draymond talks a lot, gets away with a lot too. His game is cool with Golden State, but if you put him anywhere else, you're not going to know who Draymond is. He plays with heart, plays hard, knows the ins and outs of their defense. I guess that's why they like him over there." Well, Dylan, Draymond Green responded, and this via the Draymond Green Show on the Volume Network. Here's what he had to say.
"This idiot said, I don't know what Draymond does out there. He said, I don't like Draymond at all. You don't know me. I just don't like Golden State. I quite frankly wouldn't like a team that beats me all the time either. I don't like anything to do with them. Quite frankly, you were a little kid in high school watching us win championships. Should be happy that you even witnessed that. Or maybe college, but you get the point. You're a fan. Draymond talks a lot. You talk a lot now. So if you have four rings, sure, you talk a lot more. For All-Stars, you probably talk a bit more. Defensive Player of the Year, damn sure would talk more. Two Olympic gold medals, you definitely would be talking, because that would mean you beat Team USA, and we all know how that goes. So gets away with a lot, too. What exactly do I get away with? I have 15 texts, one less than your dumb ass. Okay, great. His game is cool. If you ever wondered why the Memphis Grizzlies is not ready to compete for a championship, look no further than this idiot right here. They're actually depending on this guy to help them win a championship. And he says his game is cool. Quite frankly, that just shows how little you know about basketball. And yet, y'all, you running around talking about a dynasty? The dynasty starts after you, not with you. He plays with heart, knows the ins and outs of the defense. I want to be quite frank, I made the ins and outs of our defense. I guess that's why they like him over there. I'm trying to figure out why they like you in Memphis. Or do they like you in Memphis? That's a better question. I'm not sure your teammates like you, but I can tell you why they like me over there. When you contribute in the way that I have contributed to four championships, they tend to like you. So next time you speak up on me, you should do some fact checking. Next time you speak up on me, you should do some soul searching. Next time you speak up on me, I hope you're in a better situation than you in now, where the guys you play with actually enjoy playing with you because they actually think you're contributing to winning. Because it ain't happening right now, champ. Ah, you're not a champ. You're a clown. It ain't happening.
Draymond Green on the Draymond Green Show responding to the Dylan Brooks comments. And man, listen, I love a promo more than anyone else. I watched WWE Attitude Era as a kid. That's what I grew up with. Stone Cold, The Rock, Triple H, Ric Flair, any of those guys. The best of the best. Man, Draymond does that so well. As we just talked about the disconnect between Draymond Green and Jordan Poole and the young guys and the older guys. You know, say what you will about Draymond, my guy can cut a promo. He can. That was WWE-esque. I might have to do just WWE joins in honor of that the rest of the show, because that was an all-time. Who was your favorite WWE guy to cut a promo? 888-957-9570. Give me AEW, whatever you want to watch. WCW, any wrestling promo. Doesn't matter. ECW, Chris Jericho's up there for me. He would always have some great ones. Just so quick. on the mic skills. And sometimes I think the mic skills and wrestling were more important than the actual wrestling. And if they could do both of them, obviously The Rock, Stone Cold, those guys come to mind. Those are just all-timers. When you can combine the mic skills with the in-ring tactics, it's when you got the goats. It's when you got the goats. Here we go.
Give me a hell yeah!
All right.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man!
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
You're damn right, Stone Cold. You're damn right. 888-957-9570. We're going to react to more of that comment that Draymond Green made to Dylan Brooks. 888-957-9570. And we have, well, seems to be developing Kevin Durant news. And it's not good for the Phoenix Suns. And you know what? Unfortunately, I hate to say it like this and put it like this, but it could be good news for the Golden State Warriors and their hopes to win another championship this season. I will explain on the other side. This is the pregame show. Joe Spadoni, again, 888-957-9570. If you would like to get involved, YouTube, Twitch, hello. Come on back, 95.7 The Game.
I think I'm cute. I know I'm sexy. I've got the looks. The drives are cool. While I've got the moves.
Welcome back, pregame show, Joe Spadoni, 95.7 The Game. Doing WWE themes in honor of Draymond Green's promo that he released yesterday via the Draymond Green Show. Ripping Dylan Brooks, and we'll play that again for you here in this segment. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. If you would like to get involved on the Xfinity Mobile text line, on YouTube, Twitch, hit me up on Twitter, give me a follow, at Spadoni underscore Joe. And Matt. Developing news coming out of Phoenix right now as it pertains to Kevin Durant. And this is per AZ Central, the Arizona Republic. So this is their some sort of media affiliate out in Arizona. Credible. There is concern with the Suns organization that Kevin Durant has a grade 2 sprain and could miss the remainder of the regular season and potentially the start of the playoffs. Man. That's tough. Again, it was... I hated to hear that news last night and see it this morning because, you know what? I wanted to see Kevin Durant come back to Chase Center. I wanted to see him get that standing ovation from the fans. I would have loved to see that. But it's going to have to wait until maybe the playoffs, even if they even make it that far. At that point, well, if either of those teams make it that far. But Kevin Durant being out that long, the Phoenix Suns traded their depth. Cam Johnson... Mikal Bridges, like, they're gone. So, they're Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton, carry the load. Torrey Craig, Chris Paul, got to carry the load now. Can they do that? Is Kevin Durant going to become, what is it, going to be the second round, third round, potentially? Do they even get that far without him? It's a brutal, brutal loss, potentially, for the Phoenix Suns. And if you're the Warriors, again, we've been talking about the Western Conference and not trusting anyone. And when the Phoenix made that trade, you're like, oh, well, you know, I don't know. Now, if you're the Warriors, come on, get out of this funk. Take control. If the Warriors stay out of the play-in game, I'm still, and I said it last week, I am confident they win the West. I am confident in them winning the West. Even more so now, with this Kevin Durant injury news as it pertains to the Phoenix Suns. Kevin Durant put that Suns team over the top, I believe, and made them the team to beat in the Western Conference come playoff time. Now, with this injury, with this potential grade 2 sprain on his ankle, they're done. They're done. As it pertains to the Golden State Warriors, you can't look at them like... ugh. Like, I'm scared of them? No, absolutely not. So can the Warriors get out of this funk? Will Andrew Wiggins come back? Will Draymond Green stop quitting on plays? Find out next week on Dragon Ball Z. Come on. 888-957-9570. Draymond Green. We heard from him just recently in his response to Dylan Brooks. And say what you will about Draymond Green, the guy can create content better than anyone. He should be in radio. Well, he's in the podcasting world, so that's why he's doing it. Can create content. Always be creating. Always be contenting. It's like what we could talk about here. ABC. And here's what he had to say, if you missed it from last segment. Here's what he had to say in response to Dylan Brooks' comments last week to ESPN regarding the Warriors and all that jazz. Dylan Brooks saying, I don't like Draymond at all. I don't like Golden State. I don't like yada, yada, yada. Draymond actually goes through the entire quotes and reacts to them in real time. Draymond Green, your thoughts.
This idiot said, I don't know what Draymond does out there. He said, I don't like Draymond at all. You don't know me. I just don't like Golden State. I quite frankly wouldn't like a team that beats me all the time either. I don't like anything to do with them. Quite frankly, you were a little kid in high school watching us win championships. Should be happy that you even witnessed that, or maybe college, but you get the point. You're a fan. Draymond talks a lot. You talk a lot now. So if you have four rings, sure, you talk a lot more. For All-Stars, you probably talk a bit more. Defensive Player of the Year? Damn sure would talk more. Two Olympic gold medals? You definitely would be talking, because that would mean you beat Team USA, and we all know how that goes. So, gets away with a lot, too. What exactly do I get away with? I have 15 texts, one less than your dumb ass. Okay, great. His game is cool. If you ever wondered why the Memphis Grizzlies is not ready to compete for a championship, look no further than this idiot right here. They're actually depending on this guy to help them win a championship. And he says his game is cool. Quite frankly, that just shows how little you know about basketball. And yet, y'all, you running around talking about a dynasty? The dynasty starts after you, not with you. He plays with heart, knows the ins and outs of the defense. I want to be quite frank, I made the ins and outs of our defense. I guess that's why they like him over there. I'm trying to figure out why they like you in Memphis. Or do they like you in Memphis? That's a better question. I'm not sure your teammates like you, but I can tell you why they like me over there. When you contribute in the way that I have contributed to four championships, they tend to like you. So next time you speak up on me, you should do some fact checking. Next time you speak up on me, you should do some soul searching. Next time you speak up on me, I hope you're in a better situation than you in now, where the guys you play with actually enjoy playing with you because they actually think you're contributing to winning. Because it ain't happening right now, champ. Ah, you're not a champ. You're a clown. It ain't happening.
It ain't happening. And I actually agree with Draymond there. There's no chance. If Dylan Brooks is a main part of that team, you're not winning a championship. You're just not. And you probably need your star player to do that too. And John Morant is going to be nowhere to be found for quite some time when it comes to playing for the Memphis Grizzlies. Going to be out at least the next four games, according to various reports. So that was Draymond Green on Dylan Brooks, clapping back at his comments he made to ESPN last week. And I cannot wait for the game tonight. Again, Warriors Live starting at 3:30. Tip off 4:30. We'll have all that coverage for you. The great Tim Roy will be on the call with Jim Barnett. Cannot wait for that one in Memphis. So it'll be a hostile environment. If the Warriors can't get up for this one, I don't know, folks. If they can't get up for this one, no jaw. And you got the Dylan Brooks comments. That's all the motivation you need. Right? I mean, hell, Klay Thompson called out the Memphis Grizzlies after winning the freaking championship. He called them out. So this team definitely gets under the skin of the Golden State Warriors like no other. Not like the Lakers. Not like the Phoenix Suns. Not like the Clippers. It's the Grizzlies. This is their rival right now. This is a rivalry. When we got guys clapping back at each other like this in the media, I think it's a rivalry. So are you going to show up for this one in the first quarter? Both teams coming off bad losses. Are the Warriors going to show up tonight? Let me know. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. We're also taking your favorite wrestling promos, your favorite in-mic guys, in-ring, whatever. Favorite mic skill wrestler of all time. I was mentioning The Rock, Stone Cold, Triple H, Ric Flair, Chris Jericho. Those are the guys I grew up with. Getting Shawn Michaels on there, came back, HBK. Love that theme song. That's an all-timer. That's a top five. It's an all-timer. Legendary Great on the YouTube chat. Can you say he called them out when they started insulting, trolling our motto? That's a good point. Morale, Shawn Michaels, respect. Morale, Draymond Green is classic. Dylan Brooks will never overcome that for a very long time. I don't think Dylan Brooks can overcome his stigma already. He's already labeled as a dirty player and a guy that's just annoying. And not in the good way. Not like the annoying player, like, I would like to have that guy on my team because everyone else hates him kind of thing. No. That label's on Draymond Green. Every team would like to have Draymond Green. And every team that doesn't have him on their team hates him. I think even Memphis fans might even hate Dylan Brooks. I'm not convinced that they actually like that guy. Memphis fans, if anyone of you are listening, if you download that Odyssey app and favorite 95.7 The Game and taking me Monday through Friday from 5 to 6 a.m. anywhere you are around the United States, do you guys like Dylan Brooks? Do you? I can't see it. He's not good enough to even like on offensive or defensive end. Guy clanks so many shots in a row. I saw that down the stretch against the Lakers. Choke artist. Man. I need to find who people out there who like Dylan Brooks. Text in if you do. 888-957-9570 on the Xfinity Mobile text line. We got one more segment here for you before tossing over to Bonta Hill and Joe Shasky, the morning roast. Joe Shasky will join me in studio, in show with me for the Cross Jover. And we'll be previewing, obviously, again, the Warriors' highly anticipated matchup tonight in Memphis against the Grizzlies. 888-957-9570. This is the pregame show. Joe Spadoni, 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back. Pregame show, Joe Spadoni, 95.7 The Game. One more segment before tossing it over to Bonta Hill and this guy that joins me now, Joe Shasky, for the Cross Jover as the Golden State Warriors take on the Memphis Grizzlies tonight. In Memphis, coverage of that starts today at 3:30 with Warriors Live. And Joe, we were just talking about the Draymond Green clap back to Dylan Brooks.
Oh my God.
It was, and we were just going back, you know, we do this a lot, just great wrestling promos, and guys who were great on the mic. And the greatest of the greats are the guys who had the mic skills to couple with the wrestling skills. So, like, that's why The Rock is always up there.
Yes.
Stone Cold, Ric Flair is always up there, guys like that.
The key to a good, what I would say, WWE promo, right? For example, it's Monday Night Raw. The pay-per-view is this Sunday, and you're hyping it up, and you got to clown your opponent.
Yes.
The key to it, it's not just the arrogance. It's not just the smack talk. It's not the facial expressions. It's the cadence in which you deliver
the arrogance,
the lines.
Always. It's always the act. Like, that's why Chris Jericho, also another guy, one of my favorites.
Just chef's kiss.
So good. When it was him versus The Rock on the mic, it was just, it's like watching two titans go at it, right?
100%.
It's like watching whoever you want to compare to, like Howard Stern versus, I don't know, what is, Joe Shasky. How about that?
Yeah,
there you go.
My favorite. Yeah. One of my favorites, Howard Stern.
Yeah, Howard Stern. Or it was like, it was Howard when it was like with Artie when it was in the early days. Like, just back and forth, stuff like that. We don't even get an Artie.
I mean, Artie.
We did that last week. Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
I think I showed you the.
Don't snort your nose off, kids.
No. But the Joe Buck Show. Did I show you the clips of that one with Artie?
It was so good.
It was one of the funniest. If no
Joe
one's
Buck,
ever seen it.
So uncomfortable.
Oh, it was one of the funniest things. If no one's ever seen it, the Joe, like, the first iteration, I think it was the only episode. Like, it didn't last like another one. Maybe it did. But the Joe Buck Show. And it was early days, like HBO, like 10 or 12 years ago. And Artie Lang, Jason Sudeikis, and Paul Rudd were the guests. And Artie Lang just crushes him. And it's one of the funniest things ever. And I've actually had, like, a whole turnaround on Joe Buck in the last, like, 6 or 7 years. I love the guy as a broadcaster. I think he's great. He had a great article about doing his hair plugs and stuff like that. And how, no, he almost lost his life because he was so addicted to the hair plugs. And he was so insecure about himself. And he opened up. And I think he's gotten a lot of flack for, you know, not being excited enough. Caught out of here, all that sort of stuff. So it's like, I get it, but I like Joe Buck now. Anyways, I say all this,
God,
that
Draymond.
I say all that to say this. Draymond Green. a lot of the conversation yesterday, I heard Stein, he had a great rant.
I
about
listened to the whole thing.
Being judgmental, sanctimonious, yeah. All this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
The disconnect, and I think that's where it's coming down now, this conversation about the disconnect between the veterans and the young players. And when Steiny said about all those older guys is true, but I told Steiny this too. I was like, that's true with any championship culture. Like, you don't think that was true with the Bulls?
Yeah.
Like, you remember what was it? It was Tony Kukoc?
Yeah.
Michael Jordan wanted to kill him
yes.
every single game to prove a point to whatever it was, Jerry whatever.
Yeah.
Right? So I feel like, and that's the same thing with Kobe, with the young guys.
You ever worked with your dad?
Yes.
My dad used to ride me so hard because his level of excellence as a worker, as a plumber, was up here. And my, you know, I'm dragging you know what, and I'm down here. And he's like, meet me in the middle. Hand me this. Go get me that. Keep it moving. Yeah, it's every job site in America, every profession. But here's what I would say. You do have to pick and choose your spots. Otherwise, people tune out on you. Because if you ride somebody so hard and you lose them, well, now you're the one who's effective because that person's going to be a non-effective worker.
Yes. No, you're right. No, but also at the same point, I can see people like, but this act, quote-unquote, of Draymond Green is getting tired. Well, it's been the same act for the last 10 years. So get used to it. And you know what? You better enjoy it the last couple months because it might be over. Like, the more and more this like season goes on, and you see the temper tantrums and how the season started at the punch, I'm more and more convinced he's gone anyways, regardless of what happens. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just convinced of that.
I agree with that.
But at the same time, you have to start looking to the future of this team. And the future of this team, if it's not Jordan Poole, and I think it is, but again, you guys were talking about the Morning Roast yesterday. They could trade him if they wanted to. Mm-hmm. It's not that hard. Like, what is it? What is the future of this team?
Let me ask you this.
Like, has the last dance already happened, Shasky? Was it last year?
I have no idea. But look, real quick on the old versus young. I find this so funny. Last year, did everybody hate Bielitsa outside of a couple of moments? Was he not a veteran?
He was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. What about the lefty that they brought in? Kelly Oubre. Was he not a veteran?
Yes, but a very young player still. Yes, I guess.
Was he seasoned?
Yes.
Okay.
But you have to get him in that Warriors culture, though, Joe.
I'll listen to that. How about Brad Wanamaker when they brought him in?
Wanamisser, as Guru called him.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He was a veteran as well. Yeah. And Jermichael Green this year, is he a veteran?
Yeah, he stinks.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. So the point that I'm getting at is just because you want a bunch of veterans on the team doesn't mean those veterans are actually going to contribute. So for every Dante DiVincenzo, I could list off three or four guys that didn't work. Now, last year, everyone said, oh, Gary Payton Jr., he's a veteran. No, he's not. He was a guy who was older, but literally played in every single league in America that was not the NBA.
Yeah, he was like a 4A kind of guy.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
You found him out of nowhere. He's like Ryan Vogelsong.
And Steph wanted Avery Bradley instead of him. Those guys wanted Avery Bradley instead of him.
Who was also what?
He was like 33 years old.
He was a veteran.
Yes, he was a veteran. He's played a yes.
But my point that I'm getting at is everyone's losing their minds. But there's not enough veterans on this team. There aren't any good veterans out there. That's number one. Like, when they had Nick Young, the team was superstarish. And then they had Nick Young.
They were in a position where they could get a guy like Nick Young, and it was like, okay, whatever. But he's just going to be fun because he can
hit
some threes.
One moment.
Yes.
He had one moment exactly. All season. And then he showed up in a robe, and we all rolled our eyes. Remember that?
Exactly.
So, the point that I'm getting at is that we act like all the veterans are they're all contributors. They're all going to work.
All
remember
equal.
Omri Caspi? How'd that work?
Got a ring. But yes. Jonas Jerebko?
I like Jonas Jerebko. But again, that's exactly my point. Like, so this, I think that we have made way too much of the two-time money. And I think the veterans themselves have made too much of it because they want to play a specific way. There's not a lot of guys in the league that know how to play your brand of basketball. What you do is so unique. It's very difficult. There are very few, whether they're young or old, I guess is my point. There are very few players that can adapt to that way of playing. So you need to have a little sensitivity in easing them into the situation if you want to make the most of it.
Yes, and obviously the Andrew Wiggins, that him being out, I think has a lot to do with this. We've been getting a lot of that on the text line, stuff like that. Like, once Wiggins comes back, that'll change a lot. Well, once Wiggins does come back, whenever he does...
I don't even know what to make of this. I don't even know how we talk about this.
Well, I'm talking about in the sense, if he comes back. Let's just say he comes back. Or let's say it's the last week of the regular season. They got the fifth or sixth seed locked up. Let's just say that.
Uh-huh.
Are you expecting him to be an elite player at both ends of the floor? How could you?
Joe, I don't even know what he's out for, so how can I even begin? Like, let's say...
I'm assuming he's not doing any basketball activities.
I don't know.
Like, that's the thing.
This is one of the... And I'm not trying to, like... this is not me trying to... 888-95...
No.
What I'm saying is just take a step back. I've been watching sports in this market in my life. 35 years, 40 years.
Whoop.
There's nothing that really resembles what's going on right now, because at least with other incidents, it was more public. So we kind of had an idea.
It got trickled down somewhere.
We had
some
an idea
point.
Of what's going on. We don't even know what's going on. So I'm uncomfortable even trying to address it, because I'm afraid something will come out and I will say something that I will immediately regret because of the severity of whatever's going on.
Totally.
Do you get where I'm going?
No, totally, totally.
And I think it's really difficult to navigate these conversations because... A, they need him.
Yes.
B, I got no clue what's going on. Yeah. And C, we don't know when he's coming back.
Exactly. No.
So how do we talk about it?
The only thing we could go off is what Bob Myers told, you know, JD and Guru last week on the executive show brought to you by Yellow Sack. He said
that was so good.
Thank you. He mentioned that he expects to be back at some point this season. Great. That helps a lot. So it's like, that does help in the sense is like that kind of makes you less worried, I guess. But that's even just him saying, I expect it. That doesn't mean he's coming back. So to your point, if you're expecting Andrew Wiggins, if you're a fan of this team, just expecting him to come back, I got news for you. He might not be. Like, and that's just what something you have to deal with. And if that's the case, then again, that puts even the more of the onus on Jordan Poole,
mm-hmm.
Draymond Green, mm-hmm. Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, DiVincenzo, Kuminga, all these guys have to ratchet up even more, and I think that's what's so frustrating to the veterans. I think they're finally realizing it a little bit as this season goes on, especially mm-hmm. on the road. Like, maybe this team just isn't quite built the way they need it to be, and I think it's mostly because Wiggins is out, to be honest, but you got to move past that at some point. You got to move past it.
I'm with you.
And I know he's a big piece, and he was the second best player in that championship run last year, and you don't just replace a guy like that midseason. But what else? Like,
but Joe, there's another part.
But quitting on plays is not going to get it done.
No,
and Steve
Kerr
talked about that yesterday. I know you guys are going to talk about it, and let's do it.
But like, there's another element to this, right? There's a realistic financial component to this. This is not baseball. You don't have an unlimited amount of money that you could spend on people. So you're limited with the amount of money. So, okay, if I'm Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green, I know that I'm making X amount of dollars, and I'm locked in. You three alone basically get you to the salary cap.
Yeah.
That, boom, right there. So now all your other moves are very, very limited. Now you're given leeway when you have a draft pick and you keep that draft pick and you execute it. You can go over because you have that person's bird rights and all that stuff. When you start signing veterans on free agency, you're limited to the vet minimum. So that narrows the pool of veterans that are available in free agency really, really down. So now you're picking amongst not very desirable pieces, all right? So knowing the financial difficulties to put together a veteran-laden team, these guys should also understand, I need some cost-controlled assets like young drafted players who can provide a spark because they're infinitely cheaper than going out on the market, and you don't have mid-level exceptions. You don't have the ability to sign a guy in free agency for $10 million. Like, there is a realistic Jenga puzzle financial component that I think a lot of casual fans do not comprehend.
And I think a lot of Warriors fans got spoiled the last decade because they just look at all these guys that joined the vet men team when they had Kevin Durant, when they joined the super team. They were able to get guys like the David Wests, right, to join this team. And for the vet men, it's just like, okay, great. Like, awesome. We got him, but now you're fast forwarding. Players aren't doing that anymore.
No.
They're just not. They're not. Like, and a lot of the guys that you wanted potentially, like, I don't know who, PJ Tucker or something like that, he already won his ring. So he's going to go get cashed out towards the end of his career.
He got $15 million a year. The Warriors could not give anyone $15 million a
year
in free agency.
No.
They're having a hard enough time retaining guys like Kevon Looney, who they have the exclusive rights to, the bird rights to, where they can go over. You cannot bring in outside people. So when I see people bring down all this judgment on the Warriors, oh, they've got five. Your rookie players, all right, go around the league and match up the salaries, and you tell me what true difference maker who plays the brand of basketball that the Warriors play that want to get an executed trade with the other team where it works. Like, I think it's easy to say they don't have enough vets. And then when you start doing the math and you're drilling down, I think it's a lot easier to say, damn, it's really hard to find contributors. The Dante DiVincenzos are few and far between. Yes. And that's what makes him such a great pickup.
Absolutely. That's Joe Shasky. He's joining Bonta Hill next. The Morning Roast coming up next. Again, Warriors taking on the Memphis Grizzlies today. We'll have all that coverage right here on 95.7 The Game. This was the pregame show. Joe Spadoni. Morning Roast next.